Everybody. Jelly, wonderful.
How do you do, radio friends? This is Ben Grauer speaking from Symphony Hall in Boston, from which point NBC is happy to bring you again another in the series of rehearsal broadcasts of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. We take our microphones to the stage of Symphony Hall, past the closed and locked doors, in order to attend by radio a rehearsal of one of the great orchestras of the world and learn from the instructions by the conductor to the men the various changes which go on during this program period, learn something of the inner and intimate workings of a great musical organization. Charles Munch, the regular conductor of the Boston Symphony, has yielded his place on the podium today to the composer of the work which we're to hear rehearsed, the talented modern American composer Samuel Barber, who has assembled the men on the stage at this moment for a rehearsal of his Symphony No. 2, Opus 19. The rehearsal began some moments ago. We believe that Mr. Barber is in the midst of the first movement of the symphony. Let's go downstage, then, to the Boston Symphony Orchestra in rehearsal with composer, conductor Samuel Barber, his Symphony No. 2, Movement No. 1.
Please, flutes together, and can I have more piano? Maximum pianissimo, please. 17. Misterioso. Solo contrabass at 18. At 18, please a little more tone on the A. Hold it through, because you have you're alone for the whole orchestra. A little more, and piano less. Four bars before 18. Just suggest. E-bar. At 18, and keep the pedal down right straight through. I want 17. Please, the clarinets, flutes, oboes, everybody, after you have the, when you have the little accent on the offbeat, dee, da, dee. Very good ensemble, but a clear accent. 17, please. Much lighter. I hear violas playing dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-da. This whole section must be more transparent, more luminous, light, 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 light. Because afterwards we make enough noise. Just once more. This, for me, this is the hardest thing in the whole piece. 17, yes. It must be more of chamber music. Chamber music. Just suggesting. Viola's not too much. Than is exactly written. For instance, first and second trumpet. Don't, your high B and A. Don't hold it. Please, quiet. I want to explain something. Four measures before 25, brass. It's syncopated. Da di da da di da. Then in two. Da di da di da da di da 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 da, etc. Now, if anybody holds his note longer, that effect is lost. It should dovetail, but no more. Let's try 22. Spring to work on these passages tomorrow. 22, everybody.
Thank you.
9. One measure before. Third trumpet. Third trumpet, a little more. Ti-dam, ba-da, it's your solo.
Yeah.
29. Together, together. Ahead a bit, especially the brass. Also, trumpet, your solo stops 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 measures after 33. Otherwise, very good. 35, please. 35. Exactly with mother tongue.
And that momentary interruption in the flow of the rehearsal gives us a moment here in our balcony booth to identify and tell you who, when, and where. The Boston Symphony in rehearsal in Symphony Hall in Boston, and on the podium is the composer of the work which we're here being rehearsed at this moment, the American composer Samuel Barber, who has taken the baton with Mr. Charles Munch yielding his position as regular conductor for this rehearsal so that the conductor, the composer himself, can give his personal and intimate reactions to his own music. Music which, I believe you will agree, is complex, difficult, highly modern, sensitive, and introspective. And the very frequent interruptions by Mr. Barber to the men of the orchestra indicate in this early reading of the work with what care and detail he is addressing himself to this rehearsal. I believe they're ready now to continue further on in the Second Symphony of Samuel Barber, So we'll return now to the stage.
Let's try this. 1, 2, 3. 8 before the end. 8 before the end. Crescendo beginning now. Yes, after the subdivision. Dee da 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 dee. Da 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 dee. Then exactly with me. Dee da. Please, quiet. This is a difficult place. Same place. 7 before the end. Exactly. Is it clear now what I'm beating? What? This was always a terrible place.
The last meet this measure, the third measure before the end, you were 2/8.
Yeah, I did.
You do.
Yeah.
And then 3/4.
Exactly. Three, so, yeah.
Yeah, you're on tempo 3/4.
Yeah, pretty.
Not a fifth, 3/4. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're on.
6 measures from the end, please.
1, 2, 3,
what is the difficulty of the G sharp? Mental difficulty. Somebody plays F, that's all. 10. 10. Second accent.
Yeah.
Second horn, more accents, more offbeat accents. Same thing with third horn when it comes in. More offbeat accents. Dee, ba, bee, ba, bee. Number 20, please. More steady, steady, steady now. 20, please. Celli crescendo. Fortissimo on the first two notes. Please. 33A. Have you got that? 33A. Too much contrabass. Espressivo, ma don't crescendo.
I would come in there pianissimo, almost.
Moving a little bit.
Go back.
Warm.
Affectionate. Pianissimo, no, down to nothing.
Place for us to return from the stage to our booth high in the balconies of Symphony Hall. Of course, the clock tells us it's time to conclude another of these weekly visits behind the scenes in Symphony Hall in attendance at a rehearsal of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Our work today was in the very forefront of modern American music. I say our work because you must feel an inescapable sense of identification with the detailed musical labor going on downstage, as we listen to Samuel Barber, the composer of the Second Symphony, which we've been listening to, who is conducting today, receiving the baton from the regular conductor of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Charles Münch. This is another in a series of broadcasts which take us behind the scenes in Symphony Hall to attend the workings of one of the world's great orchestras. This is Ben Grauer speaking in this series, which is produced by John Wright, which comes to you from Symphony Hall in Boston.